So for some nice, something nice after that awful, terrible thing, a good palate cleanser, a good sort of return to reality. Thank goodness up next is Paco del Stinko.
Paco del Stinko.
My palate is cleansed.
Yes. But then you get into the lyrics and it's all, you will get played, sheeple. he doesn't use that word, but yeah, you will get played is throughout. And it's excellent guitar work. Puts my guitar work to shame, as usual. It's from the melodramatic delivery you might expect more humorous lyrics out of this song, but I don't think the song is all that comedic. I think it's pretty earnest, and it's just a bit of a weird delivery.
He's definitely rocking the Spanish guitar. Excellent, excellent guitar playing throughout. I do like his kind of manic, crazy person delivery he sings with. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that you pointed out that it was it had that delivery, but it wasn't that. There wasn't a lot of humor there. I think that's just his default vocal preset now.
Oh, that's a strong choice.
But that's Paco. Paco.
Yeah.
Like I listened to the song and I was just like, this is Paco. This is as definitive as Paco gets in, gosh, how many fights has Paco been in now? Paco is well in the 200s. Oh, has he hit 300?
Let's find out.
He might have. And you hear this and I'm like, oh yeah, this is what you get from Paco. I mean, I'd almost, if someone told me Paco phoned this one in, I wouldn't be shocked, because it's like, you could take all those Paco songs from all the hundreds of fights he's done and then, you know, asked AI to give me the average and it would come out with this song.
302 is how many fights he's been in.
Oh my God. 302.
That's just under his name too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just under his name.
And it doesn't count any side fights where he's also been Paco in various other things. So
yeah, the man is a legend. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. And he's such an interesting cat, too, that it's just like, here he is doing all this legendary stuff. And I don't think, has he appeared at, like, a Songfight Live?
Not that I know of. We haven't been
I don't,
in all of that many, though. But
yeah, I don't know if he ever has. I feel like he's kind of stayed, you know, this very interesting, almost reclusey, you know, part of Songfight. And it's very interesting.
It's my understanding that people have met him. Also,
oh, really?
We had him on the pod once. He is the nicest dude.
Very, very nice.
That's awesome.
He is. And, like, you know, among the people we've had on the pod, including current company, he's the nicest. He's the best. No, I'm kidding. You're
right. Well, the thing about Paco is he really wants to like every song he hears. And he tries his best, and, you know, he's extremely positive about people's music, which which I respect.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I gotta respect that. I mean, I just want to say this to everybody. Like, even if I come off harsh in any criticism I give, I want, like, never take that as you shouldn't be making this music. No, you do you and do it. As like, let that muse drive you as however hard it wants to. Like, I am not the only voice here, and there's going to be someone out there who enjoys whatever music you do. So you continue to do you. That's my feeling on music. It's not, yeah, not every song is going to hit with me, but you know what? It's going to hit with somebody. So you keep doing you and keep making song fights. Like, yeah, don't just stop here at 1,000.
Yeah, But also,
I need a vacation is the next fight.
But also, you know, you do you is great advice. But also, if you want to improve, like if you know that you're that there's something not quite right about your stuff, whether you love it yourself or not, then, you know, take some advice, take some learn. When Jerkatorium started out, we cringe at some of our old stuff that we put up there. I think I can speak for both of us when I say some of it's cringy. When we put it out, we thought it was brilliant. We thought it was unapproachable. And then now, of course, we look back and go, what the, did we, you know, it's like, and part of that is like listening to people saying, you know, giving us specific complaints and taking that to heart and saying like, okay, well, this or that can be, you know, improved in any of a number of ways. And then, and we went on to win a Songfighter too. So, you know,
that's very, very true. Yeah. I mean,
and that's the,
but I think that's all
measure of greatness. So I'm kidding. That's the true measure of quality. A win. a stake free, no consequence win. So, yeah. No,
everyone gets a no prize.
Yep.